from VOA News in Washington. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday on North Korea's latest missile test. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path that indicated it might be a new two-stage liquid-fueled rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. The test, according to a White House statement, should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. Later, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said it's time for many nations to send a strong, unified message that this is unacceptable, and I think you'll see the international community do that. She said the U.S. will continue to tighten the screws against North Korea. Europe's police agency, Europol, says a global cyber attack has affected at least 100,000 organizations in 150 countries, with data networks infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid. "I'm worried about how the numbers will continue to grow when people go to work and turn on their machines on Monday," Europol director Rob Wainwright told Britain's ITV television. So far, there's been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the plot. Computer security experts have assured individual computer users who have kept their PC operating systems updated that they are relatively safe. They advise those whose networks have been effectively shut down by the ransomware attack not to make the payment demanded, the equivalent of $300 paid in the digital currency Bitcoin delivered to a likely untraceable destination that consists merely of a lengthy string of letters and numbers. This is VOA News.